Good morning, fantasy football. What is up, everybody? Welcome into the Dynasty 401. I'm your host, Robert Iams, your home for Dynasty and all fantasy football. Hope you guys had a great weekend. Happy Halloween weekend. Week 8 is in the books. A lot of guys popping off. Great calls this weekend. You played the Eagles defense. Woo! Man, that's like having an RB1 on your team right there. Gotta go. We're going to go over these games, the plays, see if there's any waiver wire pickups. Let's get into it. First off, let's get into the Eagles and the Lions. First game to break off, Jalen Hurts and Jared Goff. Well, Jalen Hurts, man, this is the lowest game we've seen of him this year. But like I said, Philadelphia Eagles defense blowing up all over the Lions, 35 points. I would not expect, you know, the Eagles defense to continue to do this. But looking at who they have the rest of the season, when it gets down into playoff time, the Eagles have Washington, the Giants, and Washington again, weeks 15, 16, 17. Now, I might not be a bad play against those two teams. T.J. Hockenson coming up big, doing his thing. That's what I like to see. Finally, we see him picking back up again. Dallas Goedert looking good. Devontae Smith. A down game for him, but like I said, the Eagles' defense just destroyed. They didn't really need to do a whole lot. They basically just kind of ran the ball most of the time. Jordan Howard, though, 12 carries, 57 yards, and 2 touchdowns. This is very interesting to see here. Surprising to see Kenneth Gainwell only getting 13 carries and 27 yards. Boston Scott getting the 2 touchdowns. But the Lions, this is just a run game. I don't expect Jordan Howard and Boston Scott to fully get, you know, a bunch of work like that. But to see Howard come off of the practice squad and for him to do what he did is very interesting to see how the Eagles might play this forward. Because let's not forget, Jordan Howard has been here before. He has been with the Eagles. I guess he was just been with the Eagles this whole time, and he went down to the practice squad. But still, Jordan Howard, he's one of my waiver wire guys that I am interested in. Let's see, who else? Jamar Jefferson, finally getting his first debut here. Very interesting to see him come up and get some more work. With Jamal Williams out, would like to see Jamar Jefferson. He would be a nice waiver wire guy if Jamal Williams is going to continue to miss some work here. There's also Godwin Igbuekibu. Godwin. That sounds so bad. Igbuekibu. He had 3 carries, 18 yards, 3 catches for 40 yards. Yeah, I'm not too crazy about those two guys. Jordan Howard is more interesting out of this group here. And yeah, let's move on. We got the Bengals and the Jets. Ooh, the Jets coming up big. Mike White, what are you doing, man? I don't think anybody saw the Jets beating the Bengals here. I think we all saw the Bengals just mollywhopping the Jets. That was not the case, but we do have some big plays here. If you guys listen, I was talking about it like weeks ago. And if you guys want to support the show, just want to put it out there, I will never ask you guys for money for any of my podcasts. I do this because I enjoy talking about fantasy football, and I appreciate your time for listening to this podcast. So if you ever want to support the show, and I would like it if you could support the show, all you got to do is just tell your friends about the Dynasty 401. That's all you got to do. And just be the first one to listen to the podcast when they come out, because they come out every day, Monday through Friday, every morning. Just push that notification, and you're going to be able to know when the episode drops. Boom, you listen to it. You go do what you got to do. And then your friends, you know, they might hear it, but just be the first one. You know what I'm saying? Joe Mixon coming up big. But Michael Carter, what I was saying, was talking about him as a second half breakout, and look what is happening. Against the Bengals. Yeah, it's the Bengals, but Bengals are good. Let's not joke around. The Bengals are good. 15 carries, 77 yards and a touchdown. 9 catches, 95 yards. Let's go. Michael Carter, love it. Cannot wait to see how the rest of the season goes for him. Because I am expecting big things from him. One of my favorite rookie running backs to come out was talking about him. Just hyped. Talking about Michael Carter, that he was going to do good. And look at this. Just exciting to see. Just exciting. Joe Burrow, not a bad game at all. 25 points, depending on your scoring format. Joe Mixon coming up big. 14 carries, 33 yards, and a touchdown. Touchdowns are what kind of saved his day. 4 catches, 58 yards, and another touchdown there. Tyler Boyd, good game. T. Higgins and Jamar Chase, kind of down games here. The Jets, they got a decent defense when it comes to the cornerbacks. They got good defense there. Elijah Moore, good to see him with the 6 catches, 67 yards. No drops right there. C.J. Uzama, he's definitely getting used here with the Bengals offense. He's kind of progressed to get in, but the Bengals, you know, they're a high-powered offense, and they're always moving the ball around. So C.J. Uzama, whether he gets a touchdown every week, you know, it's just for everybody. It's just kind of, well, not for everybody. Most guys are like, oh, yeah, he's always going to get a touchdown. Jamar Chase still got a touchdown. He's always getting a touchdown. C.J. Uzama, though, very interesting to see. Well, not interesting, but it's exciting to see that he's still getting more work in. If you need a tight end, somebody you can just kind of plug in and then hope that, or he might have a good chance of getting a touchdown. C.J. Uzama's not bad. Man, Matt Ryan, what are you doing, dude? After I just got done talking about you last week, how I've never said, yeah, let's start Matt Ryan until last week. I'm like, you know what? Matt Ryan has not been doing too bad. And the Panthers, I think you could do a good job. But man, you put up a turd for me. Not a good one there. Matt Ryan, only with 10 points. Very disappointing. He had been putting up like 25, 30 points. I was thinking they're going to blow up all over the Panthers, but not this time. Sam Darnold, yeah, we're still not starting him. Chuba Hubbard, good game here. 24 carries, 82 yards, and a touchdown. 1 catch, 9 yards. Amir Abdullah, very interesting to see him get some more work than Royce Freeman. 8 carries, 31 yards. 3 catches, 35 yards. I would keep Amir Abdullah on my radar. DJ Moore, man, not too bad, not too bad. 4 catches, 59 yards. Would have been nice to get the touchdown. He is still the main guy, and not that he wouldn't be, but it's still nice to see here. Cordell Patterson, I mean, he's keeping it alive. 9 carries, 35 yards, 5 catches, 37 yards, and a touchdown. Kyle Pitts putting up a poo-poo here. 2 catches, 13 yards. Panthers, I mean, the Panthers don't have a bad defense. They don't. But, I mean, it's not like, oh, super crazy good like it was at the beginning of the season. But I think they're starting to get a couple of their pieces back here. Moving on. We got the Rams and Houston. Matthew Stafford putting up the biggie as he has been. And this is Davis Mills. I was talking about Davis Mills before, how I was very interested in him. Davis Mills, yeah, I mean, he's doing good. He's doing good. He's not doing bad at all. Yes, it has not been super exciting week 6 and 7, but he's starting to pick up the offense. He's starting to get in a groove. And for him to, you know, put up 300 yards on the Rams and only give up 1 interception, that's pretty good. That is pretty good. Darrell Henderson coming up big like always. 14 carries, 90 yards, and a touchdown. 1 catch, 3 yards, and a touchdown. Love it. Rex Burkhead, not exciting about that. What's very interesting is we had Mark Ingram go, and then everybody were clamoring for David Johnson. Only 2 carries, 4 yards. Only 2 carries, 4 yards. Rex Burkhead, 4 carries. Scotty Phillips, 5 carries. I'm staying away from that. Cooper Kupp. Woo-hoo-woo. 7 catches, 115 yards, and a touchdown. Loving it. Robert Woods, good game here. 3 carries, 22 yards, and a touchdown. 3 catches, 35 yards, and a touchdown. Coming up nice there. Nico Collins, very interesting. If he's on the waiver wire, 4 catches, 55 yards. Yes, Nico Collins is not getting a ton of looks, but he's starting to make the most of his catches here, and he has been getting in pretty decent amount. He's in about 60% of the snaps. So definitely would be, not saying he's a starter, obviously, but he's very interesting for the future. This is the Dynasty 401. Tennessee Titans and the Colts. Carson Wentz, I mean, he's putting up solid points, 20 to 30 points a game. I'm gonna take it. Ryan Tannehill putting up the good game here. He's starting to come on a bit here over the last 2 weeks, moving himself back up into the 25 to 30 point range. We'll see if that continues to happen. AJ Brown just going off, man. 10 catches, 155 yards, and a touchdown. Of course, my guy, Michael Pittman. What's up, dude? 10 catches, 86 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Great plays, great plays. Tight ends, I'm not too excited about that because they're always kind of going back and forth there. Jonathan Taylor, 16 carries, 70 yards and touchdown. 3 catches, 52 yards. Ooh, I think Jonathan Taylor just outdid Derrick Henry. I don't know about that. But Derrick Henry, though, man, only 28 carries for only 68 yards and a fumble. That's what you get to going up against my Colts, baby. If you guys don't know, I am a Colts homer. Love the Colts. Derrick Henry, down game. It's going to be just fine. He'll come back. Great game between those two teams there. Another head up. You got the Steelers and the Browns. Ben Roethlisberger, eh. All right, not really exciting about that. Nick Chubb putting up the dud. 16 carries, 61 yards, 1 catch for 8 yards. Where's the TD? Deontay Johnson got it, unfortunately. Seeing if there's any news. Yeah, no. Wait, about Nick Chubb. No. Najee Harris having a big game here, 26 carries, 91 yards and a touchdown, 3 catches, 29 yards, sorry. And wide receivers, this was a running game, essentially. Pat Freiermuth, I mean, he just continues to go. If you have him, very excited about him. Was talking about him, picking him up in the second, third round. He was my top guy. If you guys want to go back, go check my rookie episodes. I was talking about how I was skipping over Pitts and I was picking up Pat Freiermuth. Ooh. 4 catches, 44 yards, and a touchdown. That's why you make that call, y'all. Not a whole lot out of that game. San Francisco 49ers and the Chicago Bears. Jimmy Garoppolo putting up a nice game here. Over 300 yards. Didn't get a whole lot of touchdowns, but it was a running. He's 5 carries for 4 yards and 2 touchdowns. Did it on the ground. Elijah Mitchell, 18 carries, 137 yards. Nice game there. Khalil Herbert still putting it up, man. 23 carries, 72 yards. I don't know what they're going to do when David Montgomery comes back. I'll be like, Khalil Herbert's pretty nice here. Let's trade David Montgomery. Ooh, interesting. I don't think that would ever happen, but it's possible. Debo Samuel, nice game here. 6 catches, 171 yards. Let's go. Darnell Mooney starting to come up. And Justin Fields, he's starting to look good. Starting to look good. Not bad. He only had one touchdown and an interception. But he did have 10 carries for 103 yards and a touchdown. So it's his throwing game that needs to continue to get worked on. But it doesn't help that he doesn't have, the best options. And what about Allen Robinson? Man, Allen Robinson hasn't done anything all season long. I think he's almost about done. But I don't know. That's just my opinion. So Darnell Mooney starting to come up big here. 6 catches, 64 yards. I like him for the future. Brandon Ayuk finally starting to see him step up. I love it. Four catches, 45 yards. Yeah, it's not nothing big, but he's starting to get, he's getting more involved. Seven, he had, you know, seven targets. Only caught four of them. That's all right. We'll pick it up there. Joey Sly, very interesting. If you need a kicker, would not mind picking him up. We'll see what happens with Robbie Gould. We got the Miami Dolphins and the Buffalo Bills. Tua putting up a good game. Not bad. 21 completions, 205 yards. 1 2-point conversion. He did get the interception, but did have four carries for 10 yards and a touchdown. Plus a fumble. Oh, Tua, you could have had like a 32-point game, my guy. But Tua's looking good. I'm glad to see that he did this well against the Bills. The Bills got a good defense. Josh Allen, not surprised there. Not a whole lot happening there in the running game, I see. This was a throwing game. Stephon Diggs, only 5 catches, 40 yards, and a touchdown. Cole Beasley coming up with a big game there. 10 catches, 110 yards. Ooh, Waddle down at the bottom right here. 4 catches, 29 yards. Like I said, I would not play Waddle or Tua because of the Bills. I was just saying, if you can tilt off of Waddle, I would. But it's still nice to see that Tua, you know. I mean, Waddle is his guy. No matter what, Waddle is his guy. Mike Gesicki, good game here. 3 catches for 48 yards. And Tommy Sweeney, 3 catches, 30 yards. Not as big as what I was hoping when Dawson Knox was doing, but if you can drop Sweeney, I wouldn't. Until we see a big game, then I would be more interested in him. It looks like the targets went to the wide receivers. Jacksonville Jaguars versus Seattle. Trevor Lawrence, not a bad game. 32 completions, 238 yards and a touchdown. Did get an interception. Geno Smith, nobody's very excited about that. It was the Jaguars. Jaguars, I mean, they're not bad. Not bad. They got a decent defense. Carlos Hyde, James Robinson putting up a turd this game. But the Jaguars did get way too out of the game. A little disappointing. Was hoping that James Robinson, I mean, he should have gotten more of the catches there in the game. But it just didn't turn out to be the game for him. I'm not worried about this. He's going to bounce right back up. Jamal Agnew, I was telling you guys about this back in week 6 before the Jaguars went on their bye week 7. I said Jamal Agnew, I would get him because I bet they're going to get him more work when they come back. And what did they do? They targeted him 12 times, caught 6 balls for 38 yards and a touchdown. The Jaguars do have, Jaguars do have the Buffalo Bills, so that's going to be a tough game next week, but we just seen Devontae Parker not do too terrible against him. Tyler Lockett, big game. DK Metcalf, big games there. Jamal Agnew, put him on your waiver wire if you need him. All right, we got the Patriots and the Chargers. Mac Jones, not looking bad. Yes, it was only 18 completions for 218 yards. But the Chargers got a good defense. And I still like Mac Jones for the future. Justin Herbert, this is one of his, you know, down games this season. But, I mean, the Patriots, they're not bad. I'm not worried about Justin Herbert. Austin Eckler, Damian Harris, both having good games here. Ramondre Stevenson, excited to see him back up in the game. 8 carries, 25 yards, 1 catch, 5 yards. Keenan Allen, big game here. 6 catches, 77 yards, and touchdown. Mike Williams, down game here. Only 2 catches for 19 yards. But he was being double covered most of the game. Nothing too exciting here from the tight ends or any of the other wide receivers in this game. Moving on, we got Washington and Denver. Both quarterbacks putting up some not so good games here. Oof. Running game here. JD McKissick, what is going on, dude? 3 carries, 10 yards, 8 catches for 83 yards. Antonio Gibson, 8 carries, 34 yards, 3 catches, 20 yards. So I got This is why I got Antonio Gibson and J.D. McKissick up in the Scott Fishbowl. Melvin Gordon coming up with the bigger game. 10 carries, 47 yards, and touchdown. Javonte Williams, I'm not worried about him at all. 9 carries, 35 yards. Not a big game, but it's all right. Washington's not bad against the run. They're not bad. Man, Courtland Sutton, down game, down game. I don't know about you anymore right now. With Jerry Jeudy back, oof, very disappointing game there in Courtland Sutton. So why I'm not sure if I'm going to play you anymore, my guy. Terry McLaurin putting up a dud as well, only 3 catches, 23 yards. And not a whole lot going on around here in this part of town. We got the Bucks and the Saints. Tom Brady, oof, just destroying. Doing great. 28 completions, 375 yards, 4 touchdowns, sorry. Two interceptions and a fumble. Who cares? You're still getting a bunch of points, Tom Brady. I get it. Leonard Fournette, ooh, down game. Only 8 carries, 26 yards, 3 catches, 17 yards. This had to be a throw game. I mean, the Saints were doing it. We're getting it done, surprisingly. Only with Alvin Kamara and some of these other guys. Not really a whole lot. I mean, Chris Godwin, big game though for sure. 8 catches, 140 yards, and a touchdown. When I say not a whole lot going on, I'm talking about the Saints wide receivers. Not a lot there. Not really. There's no, not seeing any waiver guys here. It was just a good game. For some of these players, Alvin Kamara was a start. Tom Brady was a start. Chris Godwin was a start. Leonard Fournette was a start, but, put up a dud. Can't predict these duds, but he has been doing just fine all season. They are going into a bye next week. Put it out there for the Bucks. So, and then when they get back, he's got Washington and the Giants next. So I'm not too concerned about Leonard Fournette. Last game here, Dallas Cowboys and the Minnesota Vikings. Cooper Rush not doing bad. Kirk Cousins putting up a little bit of a dud here, though. Same with Dalvin Cook and Ezekiel Elliott. This was a throw game. Amari Cooper, CeeDee Lamb, Cedric Wilson. Jamar Jefferson, a dud here. Only 2 catches for 21 yards. Seems mostly like a defensive kind of game where not a whole lot was really happening. But Amari Cooper, Adam Thielen, CeeDee Lamb, Cedric Wilson throwing up some good games. I'm not worried about Justin Jefferson. Don't worry about it. Not worried about Dalvin Cook. Don't worry about it. Moving on to next week. All right. Don't worry about it. All right, guys. That's going to be the breakdown for week 8. Tomorrow, we'll be talking about some of these waiver wires. Talked about Jordan Howard. Talking about Amir Abdullah. Get some of these guys that are out there looking at the trending, seeing what's popping, getting you ready for the next week. See you guys tomorrow. You guys have a good rest of your day. The Fantasy Futurist will be on tomorrow. He said he has some stuff to do this morning. So we'll see you guys tomorrow. Have a good one. Take it easy.